Good morning. This morning's scripture readings are from the Old Testament book of Proverbs, the New Testament books of John and Philippians. Hear these words about understanding, faith, and peace. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God. Our conversations often start like this. Mom, can I ask you a question? Usually the questions are simple enough, but occasionally I will be confronted with an issue or concern that is beyond my understanding or comprehension. It's usually the why questions that I struggle with, especially the kind that you can't find answers to on the internet, or the ones where my answers are not so straightforward, perhaps making the issue more confusing or complex. Despite my occasional inability or perceived inability to answer these questions, I have come to appreciate that I am asked at all. It gives me a sense of connectedness with my children, and while they may be asking questions to seek understanding for themselves, the questions and the way they are asked provide an opportunity for them to be understood. Hopes and fears, anticipation and discouragement become more apparent as we exchange questions and answers with each other. It can provide a great sense of relief when you realize that someone understands your circumstances or feelings. And it's gratifying when you can achieve that sense of communion or common union with another person. As Christians, we strive to achieve that type of relationship with God. We want to know that God understands our circumstances and needs, and that we can present any questions or burdens to him. But how much does God expect us to understand? Surely every person here today has experienced a personal hardship, encountered a difficult situation, or experienced some form of suffering and have turned to God and asked, why? Why me, Lord? Or why is this happening, Lord? Are we prepared for the answers? We need to keep in mind that God does not guarantee that we will live trouble-free lives, but he does promise us that through our trust and faith in him, he will see us through, and that there is, as it's written in Ecclesiastes, a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. We may not readily understand or recognize those purposes, and that's okay, as long as our lack of comprehension or understanding doesn't become a barrier to our faith in God. It's okay, too, as long as we accept that God's role in our life experiences not only shapes who we are, but enables God to work through us, his faithful servants, to be blessings to others. Ultimately, because God wants us to be at peace. He wants us to be at peace and to appreciate the peace that he offers us and that we, in turn, can offer to others. As many of you may or may not know, I grew up in this church. And while not particularly steady in my attendance in my youth, I was always touched by the warmth and kindness of so many people in this congregation, so much so that it ultimately led me back here. When I was a senior in college in Massachusetts, I had an opportunity to sign up for on-campus interviews through the school's Career Development Center. A number of companies in different industries and of different sizes sent representatives to our campus to meet with students and determine who they would recommend be invited for a follow-up interview back at corporate headquarters. I was a computer science major and was fortunate enough to have been recommended for a couple of follow-up interviews. The one I was most excited about was a follow-up with IBM. At the time, Microsoft and Apple were probably just starting up, and IBM was a giant in the computer industry. It was also a very prestigious company to work for. While I was a good student, I wasn't exactly among the top students in the computer science department, so I was especially proud that I had sufficiently impressed the recruiter to have been asked for a follow-up. 1 week before the scheduled date for my interview in Poughkeepsie, New York, I received a letter from IBM. Initially, I thought it was confirming our appointment and that it was going to provide me with additional details and logistics. The letter, however, was actually informing me that they had filled all the positions for which they had been recruiting. Therefore, I would not need to come for the interview. I was crushed. Not to be overly melodramatic, but at the time, I felt like my life was over. I had been rejected, and I had no vision of what my future could hold. I kept asking myself, why? And what did I do wrong? I eventually had to accept that it was out of my hands. I did find a job in New York City later on, returned to Teaneck, where I grew up, and lived with my parents after graduating. I came back to my hometown, and as I described before, was led back to my home church through the blessings of warmth and kindness of others, and eventually met my husband Gary here at Second Reformed. That's when I came to appreciate that the job in Poughkeepsie, New York was not intended for me, as it would have prevented me from ever meeting Gary and creating the wonderful life we share together, and that it was through God that the compassion and warmth of the people in our church brought me to a peaceful place in my life. God does work in mysterious ways. God might not expect us to understand everything at a given time, but he does want us to come to him, to ease our burdens, to offer thanks, and to deepen our faith in him. Our faith becomes a bridge between what we understand and what we don't understand. It allows us to be vulnerable to God. It's the promise that no matter how bad or confusing situations become, or how powerless we feel about trying to control things that we can't, God will direct us. God will care for us. God understands us. And God wants us to be at peace. The peace of God that surpasses or transcends all understanding is about the incomprehensible notion that God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son so that our sins would be forgiven, thereby bringing us peace. It doesn't come without our being faithful, trusting, and allowing God in our lives to lead us. While God is ready to take the lead, it doesn't mean that we should just passively live our lives with a que sera, sera, whatever will be attitude. We have to do our part and embrace the fact that our life experiences may not be what we expect or can readily understand. We also have been created with gifts and talents that God expects us to put to good use, some of which we may not be aware of yet. So what does that mean? What is it that we need to do? This past summer, Gary and I took our daughters and a few of their cousins to Jones Farm in Cornwall on Hudson, New York. We were spending the weekend in Washingtonville, New York, and Gary, after doing some research on things to do in the area, came across a reference to the farm. They have an inn, farm animals to see, and a market and gift shop on the premises. We went to the market, and after sampling some homemade fudge, which was very good, by the way, we proceeded to a gift shop on the second floor where a variety of jewelry, decorative items, picture frames, and other gifts were displayed. As I wandered around, I came to stop in front of a plate with the following inscription: "Make time for quiet moments, for God whispers and the world is loud." And I stood there thinking how powerful that statement is on so many different levels. This is what we need to do: make time for quiet moments. The world is loud, isn't it? We are surrounded by noise pollution. We are exposed to things we really don't want to hear, whether it's construction equipment, people yelling at each other, using foul language, or imposing loud music from their iPods on us. The world is loud also in the sense that we are surrounded by distractions that lure our attention, and not necessarily in good ways. We are compelled to buy things we don't need, take for granted what we have, and feel entitled to things because everyone else has whatever it is we feel we should have. Our attention to God is constantly being challenged by these competing forces in our lives. Therefore, we should make time for quiet moments. They say that the best way to get someone's attention is to whisper. That God would whisper to us in the midst of chaos and loudness is indicative of a couple of very closely related things. For one, it suggests that there is a subtlety in the way God speaks to us and works through us. What he has to convey and how it is conveyed to us may not be so obvious. It could be through imagery, words, both written and spoken, sound, or a memory. Secondly, it suggests that we need to be attentive, aware, and open. We need to be in a state of readiness to experience God's messages. We need to embrace our ability to think, to be creative, to be compassionate and loving, and to encourage others, because God wants us to be blessings to others. Therefore, we should make time for quiet moments. Making time for quiet moments also suggests that we need to be deliberate about our relationship with God. We need to make time purposefully and enable ourselves to be attentive, aware, and open to God's messages. But I also believe that making time for quiet moments isn't necessarily about seeking a quiet place or solitude. It's as much about being at peace with ourselves and the world around us so that we are not cluttered with angst and unhealthy thinking. It's about allowing ourselves to be at peace in the midst of things we don't understand because we have trust and faith in the knowledge that God is with us. Make time for quiet moments. Make good use of your talents. Think of these words as you do so: God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in my eyes and in my seeing. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at my end and at my departing. God wants us to be at peace. He gave us his only Son so that our sins are forgiven and so that we can be at peace. May the grace and mercy of God the Father Almighty, the love of Jesus Christ, and peace be with you now and always. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God of grace and God of mercy, we thank you for the gift of your Son so that we may find peace. While we may sometimes struggle to understand our circumstances, enable us to be your faithful servants, to be a blessing unto others, and to carry out your will. Amen.